Yes. We are back on the Be About It show. We are live and ready right here in Aotearoa, Tāmaki Makaurau. And what better way to bring all of the beauty, the vibes, but also for our special, stunning guests. We have Chiri Ogo Loveland Umian Ihe, is a doctoral researcher at Waipapa Taumata Rau University of Auckland, committed to amplifying the voices of the African diaspora. In Aotearoa, a former university lecturer in Nigeria, she brings both academic insight and lived experience to her work. Her current research explores how young African people navigate, identify, belonging, and school life in Aotearoa, grounded in the African philosophy of Ubuntu. I am because we are. Her work centers on community connection and shared knowledge. Chiri Ogo is currently inviting African high school students along with their parents and teachers to share their stories and foster inclusive and supportive school environments. Yes. My beautiful African sister, thank you for taking the time to come on our show today. Welcome, Jumbo, and how are we feeling?
Thank you so much for having me, Tina. It's so wonderful to be here today. I'm excited for the conversation we are going to be having this short minutes.
Yeah. You know, I am so excited because one, you do so much for our people and you are always behind the scenes and you just have this beautiful bright smile that really ignites the room. So thank you so much, my sister. First of all, please introduce yourself. Tell us about your journey from being a university lecturer in Nigeria to becoming a doctoral researcher at University of Auckland.
Thank you so much. My name is Chidi Ogumen Nihe. I'm an African mother. I'm a researcher, a doctoral researcher at Waipapa Taumata Rau, University of Auckland. I'm in my second year. That says I'm currently doing my data collection. And back home, I had a career in academia. I was an educator at university in the field of family and child studies. I did that for 5 years. And before that, I had experience of internal migration, which meant that we moved around a lot. So I've had to change houses and schools. And for each move, I've had to adapt. So fast forward to now, I'm now engaging in this research. And I'm asking the question, not just how young people deal with these situations across cities, but how they deal with the change across international borders, across continents, across countries, and across cultures. So this research is personal for me, is academic, is about bringing together my lived experience and research in order to make a positive change in the lives of our youth, to make inputs that could better the lives of our young people as they are navigating their new environment. So that is just me in a nutshell. Thank you so much. Kia ora, everyone.
Yes, kia ora indeed. And what better way? Sister, yes. That's incredible work. You know, I love the words, a sense of belonging and identity. Yes. It's super connected to all of us. And, you know, what inspired your research on the experiences of young African people in Aotearoa, you know, particularly around identity and belonging in school life? Was there something that you saw within our youth, my sister?
From my own experience, and then I'm focusing on this special class of young people called 1.5 generation. This class of African students, they have spent at least 6 years of their life back home. So they have experienced the school system, they have experienced the culture, they have their formative years back home, and then now they are coming into New Zealand to experience an entirely different world. So they are kind of in between. Mm-hmm. And now I'm focusing on high school students, also adolescents that are negotiating their identity. So they are very, very unique. I mean, it's so wonderful to be looking at this class of young people. So that is what I'm trying to look at, to understand how they are navigating both worlds, mm-hmm. how they are navigating their school. I mean, it's not they've had this experience. So what are they now doing with the new world they found themselves in? So that is what inspired. That is what this study is about. That is the demographic that this study is trying to look at and trying to understand their experience. Yes.
I love that. You know, it's refreshing to see. It's refreshing to hear.
Yes.
But can you also, my sister, tell us about the African philosophy of Ubuntu and how, you know, it shapes your research around yes. community engagement?
Yes. Ubuntu is a very wonderful branch of our culture that I've been looking at since coming here, since starting my research. It literally translates to I am because we are. And so many different African countries, you know, I used to say that Africa, you know, when people talk about Africa, it will look like this small dot on the map, mm-hmm. but it's a very big, it's a continent with 54 countries with over 3,000 ethnicities. So it is under Ubuntu philosophy that we can come together and unite and talk about the matters that concern us. And the Ubuntu is shaping my research in the sense that I'm not looking at the adolescent as just the individual. I'm not saying, so come out, let's talk about you. I'm looking at them. I'm looking at their school. I'm looking at their families, how all these factors work together to shape who they are. And Ubuntu is also playing a role in my research in the sense that I'm not just seeing them. You know, when people say I'm conducting a research on, no, this is not what I'm doing. I'm also going through acculturation. I've been here for a year and a half. So it's like a partnership. It's like a collaboration. It's like we are making meaning together. So that is the role of Ubuntu, is making back home in Africa. It's not just one person making decision. It's always a collective, relational, interconnected life. We have so many different cultures have what they call it. My language is Onyagana Wanne. You go, you carry your brother along. So that is what Ubuntu is doing in my research. It's not a one-person thing. It's a community engagement. It's relationality, interconnectedness. Yeah.
I love it, and I'm getting inspired.
Yes.
I love it, love it, love it. And, you know, it brings me to, like, what is it about, you know, why is it important to really let the voices of our African young people and the parents and teachers in Aotearoa to really be amplified? Why is it important for them to know their identity, their belonging, yes. their Ubuntu?
Yes, yes, it's very, very important. Number one, so many reasons. I mean, I listened to a lot of during the Africa Month, your guests, and I almost jumped in to give them a hug, because whatever they were saying resonated with me. So first of all, when people talk about a cultural adaptation, they think it's just the migrants trying to learn about the culture, but it's a two-way thing. So the importance of amplifying these voices so that schools, communities can also evolve, can also adapt to this new environment. It can be in form of so many different things. So for this research, I'm talking to these adolescents, I'm talking to their parents, I'm talking to their teachers. The adolescents are sharing their experiences. The teachers they've been in classrooms with these adolescents. They know their needs. They have ideas of what can be done to help their sense of belonging. And the parents are navigating those experiences with their kids as well. So this research is giving these three groups of participants the chance to say what they think can be done to improve our young people's sense of belonging, so that the nation where they found themselves in, the system where they found themselves in, can also evolve, can also adapt, and also put things in place that could help them achieve their sense of belonging in a land they call their home for as long as they are here. So that is the importance of giving them voices. It's important of trying to find out about their experiences.
I love it, my sister. And, you know, speaking of experiences, there's always challenges.
Yes. Oh.
And, you know, the key challenges of our African young people as well, as they navigate the life and school life as young Africans trying to find themselves in a way that is, you know, different.
Yeah.
Then we have, like, born African, you know, it's like, for me, I was born here.
Yeah.
My father's African. Okay. My mom's Ukrainian, so that diasporic difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that your research is based on that. And, you know, what's your take on that, sister? Like, you know, where the inclusivity of our young people is quite hard to manage. What's your take on that?
I'm not in government. I'm not a politician that makes promises, but that is exactly what this research is looking at. So we are going to get information about these experiences, and then we are going to make recommendations. And when you say born here and born in Africa, and my study is focusing on those born in Africa, that doesn't mean those that were born here are not going through challenges. All of us are navigating this cultural adaptation, but that class of African students are quite unique. So when we talk about inclusive education, it's putting things in place that would make them, I mean, we are different, but it doesn't have to, everywhere I turn to doesn't have to remind me that I am different. There are things that could be happening in classrooms that would make me feel comfortable, help make me feel a sense like this school cares about me, like this school also have my interest at heart. Mm. So that is what this research, I mean, maybe after the research I'll become a kind of advocate or something that will be talking about what could be done to help our youths feel a sense of belonging in Aotearoa.
I love it. And, you know, how can schools and communities create more inclusive and supportive environments for African students? You know, what's your intake on that, sister? Because, you know, one way you're doing the research, but another way it has to be vice versa.
Yes. We can't really say, I'm sure there are so many things schools are doing already. There are so many things being done at community level, like some of the people you've talked to, and I'm talking to Tina. So there are so many things that have been done. There are so many things that schools are already doing. So I can talk about, there's something called the culturally responsive education, putting things in place, like celebrating cultures. I'm sure some schools are doing those things already. So what this research wants to do is to find out exactly what those things are. Maybe some ideas that the teachers have, some ideas that the students themselves have of things that school can do to help them feel more at home in their schools. So this is what we are trying to bring out. It could be, I mean, if I'm in a classroom and my teacher brings out a book and says this author is from my country, I know I would feel a kind of rush. Or maybe something that, a cultural day that allows me to showcase my attire, showcase in a way that is not just there, it's we are all of us, everybody is seeing it.
Yes.
Like what happened during the Africa Day, it can also happen at school level. Those kinds of things are some of the, just a few of them that could help include that sense of belonging, that could help inclusivity among our youths. So these are some of the things that could be done for our young people in high school.
Yes. I love that, sister. And you know, for yourself, just from your experience, are you slowly seeing that within your research, or are you seeing a little bit of changes around that diasporic narrative?
Yeah, you know, it's we can only say things from literature. I can only say things that people have already reported on, or from what I see around me.
Mm.
But from all those things, from literature, from what we've been reading, we see that when that inclusivity is happening, because when young people start having problem is when they try to shed who they are originally.
Yes.
So holding on to our African culture is what makes us who we are. I mean, we are not going to change tomorrow, so it's important for us to identify with it. And it's especially important for young people because they are still negotiating their identity. I mean, I'm an adult. I already know who I am, so to speak. But young people are still trying to find out, and some people might think, okay, if I want to fit into New Zealand, I have to shed my African culture. I have to speak with the accent. I don't need to know my language. But research has shown that when young people are able to hold on to their home culture while navigating the new culture, they have better outcomes, especially emotionally.
Mm.
And when mental well-being is very, very important, is a very big conversation we are having these days. So it's important for young people to know who they are. And that is what this research is looking at. That is what this research is trying to prove in the context of Aotearoa.
I love it, my sister. And we've got Genevieve, our beautiful sister Genevieve, who is tuning in. She's asked a question. Chichi, please emphasize what participants get from participating at the research.
It's very, very beautiful question that you asked. So first off, I'm going to start with what is required of the participants. The study is in two phases. We have the survey, which on completion, you automatically get a link to download your certificate of participation. So for those of us that would want to go to uni, you can put that in there, that you volunteered for this study. And then you can also go into to receive one of four prizes, JB Hi-Fi, P-Card, and then movie passes. Then when you opt in for the one-on-one interview, you also receive a voucher. So in that one-on-one interview, that is when for a few of us that want to talk to me, you actually tell me your story. It's not just ticking boxes now. You actually tell me your story and hear your experiences. And when that happens, you receive a voucher as well for participating in the interview. Then the teachers and the parents that will be coming for the discussion to talk about all these issues, they would also be receiving vouchers for COHA for their participation in the study. Yes,
I love, love, love.
It's not just me. I'm not just trying to pick your brain and take everything. We also appreciate you for talking to us, sharing your stories, because I know it's not easy. Yes.
Yeah, and it isn't easy, you know, for just trying to navigate yourself in a different environment. Yeah. And that's some of the things, you know, a lot of us, we struggle to advocate for.
Yes.
Because we tend to just assume that they are okay, that they will do better. I really love this. And we've got another question also from our sister Genevieve. How can we community leaders support you, my sister?
Yes, thank you so much for that question. It's also part of the Ubuntu. I know I'm the one doing the study, but it's a collective effort. So community leaders can take part, can support by sharing the information to their network, to their people, maybe organization. A nation-specific organization can share the information to their people, encourage them to take part. And part of what I'm doing is that I'm always ready. Maybe you have an event, I can attend some of your events and talk about the study to as much people as I can. If you want me to come up to the stage and say it, I can do that as well. I'm always ready to answer any question anybody has. So community leaders can support by sharing the information to their people. And then another part of this study is that when I get the findings, I can also come back and share it with you so that you know this is what it is, and then you can grow from there. You can use that result and build your community, build your young people.
I love it. And it's I feel happy because it's like it's one of our own sisters that are doing this. And I just feel like it's going to be another navigating space that we add within the community. Yes. So, you know, I love that our sister Genevieve has asked how we can help from leaders. How can we help from a media perspective as well to share what you are doing to our community, to our youth? So I feel like every week we need to be navigating that survey or supporting what you're doing.
Yes.
From a community lens, even I feel like if we are going to our sports, we're going to our community engagements, we're going to.
Exactly.
So this is specifically for our African youth. So I feel like, I think from our comms, we got to share this to all of our parents within our African community and not just in Auckland. You know, that's another thing. I wanted to emphasize that part as well.
Yeah,
like, this is all of Aotearoa, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, 43% of Africans in New Zealand live in Auckland, and I think 37% of high school students are based in Auckland. But it's the wind blows, it gets to, it's a survey, so it's, you can share wide across everywhere So, but even though Auckland is the basic, is the base place for the research, it can go to any part of Aotearoa. So share, encourage people to participate. It's non-invasive. The survey is anonymous. Nobody's going to fault you tomorrow for, and it's confidential. All your information are confidential. That's another important part of the study. So we are not divulging any information for, it's not going to affect you in any way, your school, your status in this country. Everything is confidential, anonymous, and then you participate. Yes.
I love that, my sister. And, you know, from the wider community, what's your message that you'd like to share with our African families, educators, and the wider community that are, you know, wanting to hear more of this message that you'll be coming out? Because I feel like you're going to be going all over Aotearoa. You're just going to be, God is going to be doing so much for you, my sister. Hey, the seed has been planted.
Yes, yes, it should grow. The leaves fly. It's really, really exciting. It's really exciting. I think for most of our experiences, this is the first step. And this research has a lot of potential. That's I think that's the major thing. And what we make of it as our community is what we do with it. Like now, I'm trying to get people to be part of it. Once we get that data, what we do with it depends on us. We can do a whole lot of things. Intervention programs, I'm saying that those that are able to hold on to their home culture have better outcomes. It could translate to specific countries. I've learned a lot during this journey. Our languages are dying back home. We can use this avenue to bring in our languages and make sure that our children, even those that were born here, learn our language. We can do that at the community level. We can teach them our culture, our values, and things like that. Because when they know who they are, all those other experiences, all those challenges, the stereotypes and things they go through, would know how they'll be armed to deal with them better. So this is the first step to reaching to all those goals. And it's not something I can do alone. It's something we have to do as a community, something the African community, different nations can come together and achieve that.
I love it, my sister. And you know what? I wanted to take this time for you as well, just to speak more about the survey. So the sister sent me the survey via Instagram, and I also saved it from email. And I've also got it right here on my screen. So if you jump on our Be About It show, so I have this on our Be About It show Instagram, and also our African platform of Miss and Mr. Africa as well, but also it's shared to our community pages for African leaders and the business community group chat as well. So if you're tuning in right now, you can just click onto this link. It's right here on our story on social media as well. And what it brings you to is just a little summary about who our sister is. And then it's also got a conducting little summary about what she's exploring.
Yes.
And also, it's even got a little bit of kōrero around experiences and school adjustment around among 1.5 generation African immigrants in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
Yes.
That's specifically focusing on how they navigate their African culture alongside Kiwi New Zealand school culture.
Yes.
So this is like, this is facts for our community. Like,
yeah,
she's actually doing a research on all of this. So much love to our sister. And then it's also got a little bit of information where you come down to the bottom and it says if you agree, and you read the information in the info sheet, and then it just takes you onto the survey.
Yes.
So that's super easy. Literally, I think under 2 minutes, right? Two minutes or a little bit longer?
Yeah, a little bit longer. Just a little bit longer, because there's so many things. There's this culturation experience the school adjustments. But the questionnaire is designed in a place that in a way that it's not difficult to understand. It's very easy, and there are so many things in there. We try to vary the types of survey we used so that it will not be boring as you complete it. You have your emojis, you have your explanations of what you are to respond to. So it's not going to be a boring experience at all, I promise. It's just going to take a little bit of your time. And then when you start reading it, you see that it's something you can relate to very well. And then if you are feeling it and you are in distress at a point, you can always take a break and then, yeah. So it's really interesting. It's very interesting to look at. When you are reading it, you see this is, I mean, it's just like somebody asking you a question about what you've been thinking about.
I love it. I love it, my sister. And I wanted to also finish with, you know, how's it like being for yourself, you know, and the acknowledgements just to pass on to people that have been supporting you on your research? Because for those that are tuning in, we're talking about Auckland University. This is one of the top ranked universities in the world. And the fact that she's basing her research on the love of our people, I find that very heartwarming. Yes. And it's something that I want to do to share on what I'm doing with my mahi as well, because it's Ubuntu. You know, it's Ubuntu. When we say what's Ubuntu, Ubuntu is, I have to support my sister across the room. That's Ubuntu. Yeah. So
I mean, that's where I'm here under the umbrella of Ubuntu. I'm contacting all the community leaders under the Ubuntu philosophy. So I'm going to say a big shout out to my wonderful, amazing supervisors. Mm-hmm. They've been excellent. The lady that gave me tips on how to come here and talk about this. I'm going to also shout out to my advisory team. They are important community leaders. They have been wonderful. And my family, of course, my babies that have given me the time to do all this. And all the community leaders that have, some of them, they've been sharing the research. They've been inviting me to events. I walk into rooms and I've been crashing so many places these few days. It's been a wonderful growing and learning opportunity for me. So nobody's chasing me out. So when I walk into buildings, they allow me, they sit down with me, they give me their precious time to talk about my research, and all the schools that have welcomed me and they are cooperating with the study. Thank you. You guys are so wonderful. And I can't wait to see what this research will give better, because I know it has a lot of potential. It's going to be, I believe it's going to be amazing for our community. Yes.
Oh, I'm super excited, my sister. And just like our poster there, it says it's a journey.
I was looking at it when I got in here. That's, and you just look at something and it explains what you have in mind. So I love it. It's not a race, it's a journey, and we have to do it together. When we do it united, we stand; divided, we fall. When we are together, we achieve greater things.
I love that. And sister, on that note as well, before we wrap up in a few minutes, you know, what is your quote that you'd like to leave with some of our people in the community, or just the last bit of words just for our people that are tuning in, or even on Instagram that it's connecting through in the social media world?
I would say, if I'm going to choose a word, I'm going to say Ubuntu. And if I'm going to say a phrase, I would say, please and please be true to who you are. Hold on to your culture, especially your language. We are Africans. That's never going to change. The young people that I'm talking to, don't let whatever is happening in the world influence you.
Mm.
Your identity, if you are in between, you are, I don't know how to put it, you are hot. Yeah, position. I mean, you have, some of us are multilingual. Some of us have two languages. Some of us have four. So that's a strength. That's not a weakness. So don't say my African heritage is a problem. It's actually a strength. You can have the best of both worlds. You don't need to throw it away. Hold on to it. I think that's what I would say. Hold on to your Africanness, even while you are navigating the Kiwi culture. Be bold. Be strong.
Be bold, be strong, and be beautiful. We are super blessed, Chiogo, for your time to come in. And may God bless you with your journey, my sister. It's going to be a beautiful one, and she will be coming back into the studio again.
Yes.
She won't be finishing up. She's going to be coming back and enjoying all of the beauty that we have to share.
Yes.
To our sister Genevieve, thank you so much for tuning in. And anyone
thank
else that's
so
tuning
much.
In right now for our show, have a beautiful day and enjoy. We're going to bring some beautiful vibes. So if you aren't aware, the FIFA World Cup is going on at the moment. So make sure you enjoy all the games and mad love to our African teams.